Am I on? One, two. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. As if I really need a microphone. Yeah. Amazing this morning, yeah?
Yeah.
Just amazing. God is so good.
Amen.
God is so good. So this morning, Duncan phoned me up, I think, at the beginning of the year, and he said, do you fancy preaching on prophecy? I mean, it's not really a very big subject, is it? And the really great news is by Wednesday, I hope that we have got through half of it. So if you could just phone your people, that's all right. And I just, this morning, I hope that we will explore a bit about what prophecy is. But most importantly, I just really pray that this morning we will encounter an even greater measure of the Holy Spirit and the presence of God and draw closer to all that he wants to give us and to bring to us.
Amen. Come on.
This morning I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 to 5. If you want to find it, I have actually bought a paper Bible. I'm reading from the ESV, the English Standard Version, although for my personal quiet times I quite like the New Living Translation and the Message. Anyway, okay, 1 Corinthians 14, verses 1 to 5. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God, for no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. Now I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be built up. Amen. I want to start by saying that I have no intention of discussing the pros and cons of tongues, prophecy, or whatever. We're looking at prophecy. I don't think Paul had any problem with tongues. I really think that actually tongues are really important. And this morning I would say, if you don't speak in tongues, and you haven't got the gift of tongues, ask God for it, because he wants you to have the gift of tongues. It's an amazing way of speaking to him and communicating. And when we don't know what to pray, it's an awesome place to go. I'm sure we'll have another sermon on that as well. Okay, so this morning, when we say talk about prophecy, I wonder what the reaction is. Do you think of prophecy as a group of Old Testament prophets going, woe, repent, and otherwise God's wrath will fall upon you? Which, in fact, I thought was a really uplifting message for this morning. Or do you think of John wandering around as eating locust and in some sort of really weird sort of, I'm not sure, mankini and hair and all the rest of it, prophesying and calling that the Messiah is coming? I'm not sure. But I want to think that actually this morning we can take prophecy and what prophecy is about to a different level. Perhaps you see prophecy just as a select few. You know, prophecy, it's lovely, it's out there. There are some amazing people who's... Dave was a prophet, wasn't he? Yeah. And there are some amazing prophetic people, but it's not for me. Or maybe you've really had a bad experience of receiving a prophetic word or someone bringing you something, and they've said, actually, I'm a prophet, and God says to you this. And then they make your life quite difficult, and you think, oh, I really didn't like that. This morning, I really hope that we can all be excited about where the prophetic can take us. I guess for me, I suppose I became more and more aware of the prophetic gift about 3 years ago. Dave Price here, who was an elder at this church, sort of gathered a few people and he said, oh, I think you're quite prophetic. And I'm going, oh, that's lovely. Thank you. That's really lovely. What does that mean? And then Linda and I did a course at Horsham. for a year on the prophetic and how we could use the prophetic. So again, this really could be a very long talk. And also then we've been to a number of conferences, I've read lots of books, I've spent lots of time chatting to other people, I've spent lots of time praying. And so at the end of the day, we're all in a slightly different place. Rob, who led our worship, is really involved with the prophetic in Catch the Fire. Actually, the answer is he's meeting with a whole group of leaders from Catch the Fire in Toronto. It's really exciting. And I might think, well, okay, God, where does that put me? Am I a bit of a second-rate prophet? What's the point of me even preaching it? Who am I worthy? But do you know what? God doesn't look at it like that.
Yeah.
This morning, I want to let you know that in this morning's reading, what does it say? Who can prophesy? All. That's a bit, here we go. All of us can prophesy. All believers. Yes, there are some people who are called to be a prophet, and there are some people who are given, who have a really developed gift. But that does not exclude the rest of us. So, what's the prophetic all about? And why does Paul think it's so important? I guess for me, the thing I like most of all is that the prophecy, it brings a message from the heart of the Father. It brings a message from the heart of the Father of God. It brings his amazing, his loving, his powerful perspective of his kingdom. The prophetic is all, and prophecy is all about the Father knowing you. When we hear the prophetic and the prophetic is revealed, it's not just about, oh, Duncan, God says you're a really lovely guy and he wants to give you a big cuddle. He might want to as well. But do you know what? The prophetic is about hearing kingdom plans, not just about encouraging words, but God wants to give us his plans, his desires, his plans and his strategies. And he wants to not just tell us about them, he wants to tell us how to implement them. He wants to give us dreams and he wants to say, do you know what? This is what I've called you to and this is how it's going to happen. He wants to give you dreams that you could not possibly imagine. He wants to take you from the places that you are and you think, oh, where am I going? And he wants to say, do you know what? I see you in this position, in this place. And just so you know, and interestingly, I managed to miss it from my notes at the beginning here, but do you know one thing that really God just wants me to say to you? Do you know what? The prophetic is all possible only because of what Jesus did on the cross.
Amen.
When Jesus died on the cross and when he rose again in victory, the kingdom of heaven broke through on earth. The kingdom of heaven broke through on earth. And Jesus says, I will send my Holy Spirit. And the gift of prophecy is a gift that the Holy Spirit reveals to us, as with the other gifts. There's nothing weird and wacky about it. Actually, the answer is it's a gift from the Father that enables us to draw closer to him.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity for us to co-partner with God. Wow. The God of all creation, the God who throws stars into space, the God who creates everything says, do you know what? You are my creation. Do you know what? I love you so much. Do you know what? If you draw near to me, I want to give you the secrets of my heart for people around you. I want to whisper into your ears. I want to tell you things that come from my heart. Wow, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exciting. Don't you want to hear what God's got to say? Don't you want to hear those things? Don't you want God to speak to you?
Yeah.
Don't you want God to speak to you? Sean Boltz, who's an American and a renowned prophetic guy, he's defined prophecy in lots of ways, and one of them I read, and I thought it was about half a paragraph, and I thought that was quite difficult. And then he's written a new book called Modern Prophets, and he wrote it really simply. And he said this: prophecy is a divine spoken word that comes to us through revelation. God's plans and heart revealed for a person, a place, or situation. Which is exactly what Paul is saying. What's prophecy for? Upbuilding and encouragement and consolation of people and the building up of the church. The prophetic is not like a superpower. I am prophetic and I hold all the cards. and I will be the all-powerful one. I don't think so. God wants the prophetic to build his church. He wants to build his people. He wants to see lives transformed. But the interesting thing is, why is Paul put it as a priority? The reason is because Paul knew that to be effective in the prophetic, you have to be intimate with the King of Kings, with Father God. And this morning, I just thought it was really interesting in all that Rob and the team brought. The Father was calling out to us, wasn't he? He was calling to our hearts. And do you know what? Most of all, it's about relationship with God. Relationship with God. God has made us for connection with him, and his strongest desire is for relationship with us. He wants relationship with us. And we can only grow in the prophetic and in prophecy if we are in close relationship with God. Sorry, guys. Unfortunately, you can't go and buy a tin of it. It's no good. It's not sold at Morrison's or Lidl. You go, oh, I'll have a tin of prophecy. Thank you. We can only grow in prophecy when we come to the heart of the Father. You cannot separate the giver from the gift.
That's right. That's good.
And actually, I think what Paul was saying is to eagerly desire prophecy is to eagerly desire closer and more intimate relationship with the Father. Because that's what he wanted. What did Paul say? Everything is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage that I could know and so that I could gain Christ. This morning, our number one priority is the pursuit of the King of Kings. Number one. If you go out of here with nothing else, be more in love with Jesus. Be more in love with God. Julian Adams said, God isn't looking for your ability, but he's looking for your availability. And maybe this morning you're sitting here thinking, it's really nice, Pete. Yeah, I don't hear God's voice. What's this God's voice thing? I don't really understand it. I mean, you know, what's it all about? I want to tell you that this morning, God wants to speak to every one of us. He loves communion with his children. And actually, this morning, I ask you, do we need to be still? Still and listen. Still and listen. Because God is talking. I can remember when I wasn't walking with the Lord, and I was at a conference because I'd gone there for a skiing trip, and this woman said to me, she said, there's somebody here who thinks God isn't talking, but the thing is, they just haven't tuned in. I don't know about you, but if you turn your television on and you don't select a channel, you don't get very much. It's true, isn't it? So this morning you might be sitting thinking, well, where's God? Do you know what? Doesn't God know what I'm going through? Doesn't God know the situations and the circumstances in my life? Where is he? And I believe he'd say to you this morning, I'm speaking. Be still and hear my voice. For I have plans for you, plans to prosper you, plans to bless you. This morning we need to be saying everything else is worthless in comparison with knowing Jesus. So what does prophecy do? Prophecy serves as a divine communication service, which actually is really great because we've been given a free calling plan. We've got unlimited minutes. It's really exciting. It's the best one ever. Unlimited minutes to hearing God. And do you know what's interesting is the more we use the service, the better we discern his voice. The more we use the service, the better we discern his voice. And his most important thing is, the better we hear his voice, the more we make Jesus a priority. There's no shortcut. Somebody once said to me that The more you want to grow in the prophetic is actually based on the on whether your heart, how much your heart you want to grow in your intimacy with God. How much time do you want to put into knowing the King of Kings? How much time do you want to? And I don't know about you, but I get so busy and sidetracked sometimes. I'm sitting there with my phone, I'm looking at Facebook to the three friends that I've got. I'm looking at Twitter for the one tweet that I might have made. I'm looking at Instagram to see the pictures my children probably don't want me to see. I'm looking on Instagram for people that I've never heard of and think, oh, that's interesting. I'm looking at Snapchat and I'm trying to send a picture and I've got no idea what I'm doing. I'm watching films and thinking, oh, this is a bit dodgy, but it's probably okay. It's a film and it's only a 15. Is that all right? And then it pops up on my Bible, the Bible in 1 year. You haven't done your reading yet. Oh, I'll do that later. And then a day or so later, I think, oh, God, I really want a prophetic word for Sunday morning. Oh, I really want to bring your kingdom to Trinity. Oh, I want a prophetic word. I want to bring something in. I want to hear you speak, God, so that I can change lives and hear your plans for them. Hello? Hello? Oh. Do you know what? I wonder why I sometimes get frustrated. And maybe you guys don't have that, but I found that actually, interestingly enough, this week I've been preparing a preach. And do you know what's really interesting? When you prepare a preach, there's this thing about, do you know what? On a Sunday morning, you're going to have to stand up in front of an awful lot of people and bring something. And I don't know about you, but it's not one of those things you can just roll out of bed and say, oh, it's okay. You have to prepare it. I've probably spent 12, 13 hours doing this. I know it may not seem it, but I have. But actually, the truth of it is that this week I've spent a really good time with God. And I hope this morning that I've got some stuff that God's laid in my heart because I've spent time with him. But you know what? God always wants to spend time with me. But why is it that I don't always want to spend time with him? And then I wonder why the prophetic isn't moving and I'm not able to bring some of the words and the things that's on God's heart for others. I think there might be a connection. So, what does Paul say that prophecy should be used for? Building people, encouraging, comfort, and building the church. So, the first question is, how do we get the gift of prophecy? I mean, do we need to go on a course? I mean, do we need to YouTube a video maybe and watch it, a self-help group? Prophecy, YouTube, download. It's funny, you know, I found a really good way of getting prophecy. Ask. It's funny, it says, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. Ephesians 1:17. Isn't that funny? Ask and you will receive. You know what? If you want the gift of prophecy, if you want the gift of prophecy, and why do you want the gift of prophecy? You want the gift of prophecy because you have the opportunity to hear the heart of God and to see the people around you the way that God sees them. And you have the opportunity to speak truth into people's lives and transform things. You have the opportunity to see people the way God does. I always remember hearing about when Jesus called Peter the fisherman. Do you think he saw Peter the fisherman? Peter the fisherman, going to build my church? Let's be honest, we wouldn't have picked him, would we? You know, look at who Jesus chose as his disciples. Listen, tax collectors, there's no way we would have chosen those people. But God didn't look at where they were then. He looked at where he saw them being. He had an eternal perspective. And that same eternal perspective is we have access to it because God wants to reveal his heart to us so that we can bless others, so that we can encourage and build them up. So that, you know what, some people can spend years in counselling and you know what, God can cut through that and bring a word that can transform lives. Transform lives. I was at a prophetic conference at Horsham, feeling really, really depressed. I felt unhappy for about 6 months. Just life just wasn't great. And this woman, she said to me, do you know what? There's a lion in you. And God says that he's seen you. And she says, he says, arise. She had no idea, but that word transformed how I felt. I could have just, you know. And God this morning, I think, also has words this morning that he wants to speak to you to build you up. You're going to grow in the prophetic and grow in prophecy as you pursue it, taking slim baby steps of faith. And how are we going to know these things? Because Jesus calls us friends. Jesus says, now you are my friends. I've told you everything the Father's told me. Jesus wants, and God and the Holy Spirit wants to reveal his secrets to you. But you're not going to share secrets with strangers, are you? So let's hang out with him. My next thing is, so okay, Pete, I really like the idea of the prophetic. I've seen people share things at the front. And do you know what, Pete? I'd love to know how it is I can use it. And what's it all about? What difference can it make? Well, first of all, I'd say to you, for a prophetic word, do you know what? If you get a sense of something that actually you weren't expecting, you know, it might be cheese, but actually wait, it might be God. The truth of it is, there's a really good book called The Bible. The Bible is a fantastic book. It's a bestseller. Fantastic. It's still in print. That's fine. Available from all good bookstops, shops and downloads. And do you know what? It's a prophetic book. Actually, the things and the promises God talks about in here are relevant today.
Yeah, that's right.
The other thing is, actually, with the word of, is that actually God, if he speaks to us, he's not going to contradict his own word, is he? So the other thing is, actually, if God brings you something that is in line with what you know about the nature and character of God, that's also a good thing. Good tests. And as I say, we could sit here for another 6 months and talk about various other prophetic ways, but we'll stop there. I want to give you a taste. And where can you use this prophetic gift? Do you know what? The truth of it is that it's about building up, encouraging people. It doesn't say about encouraging people who must be in the church building at 10:30 in the morning. Do you know what? And he wants to build up his church. Actually, the prophetic is for out there. God wants you to be able to speak to your colleagues, your friends, and bring a word to them. Do you imagine if you went up and one of your colleagues comes in and they're a bit depressed and God reveals to you, do you know what? That person just needs to know they're loved. And you just say to them, do you know what? I want to tell you that, you know, I don't know how you're feeling, but I just really feel that if I'm a Christian, but, you know, I want to tell you that God loves you. Whew, that's a bit brave, isn't it? You know what? But actually, God can reveal other words to you. Sometimes you can know information in words of knowledge. You can know a person's situation. You can know, sometimes God will reveal to you a name of something. And you imagine just bringing people. God talks about knowing the hairs of our head. You imagine that God knows the hairs of your head. He can reveal stuff to you that there's no way you could possibly know. And when you share that with people, I don't know about you, but people, particularly not in the church, are quite bowled over by it.
Yeah, that's right.
And I wish I had longer, but I can't possibly go into everything. And I hope maybe I'll do a part B. But do you know what? Prophecy is all about drawing people to the heart of God.
Right.
Prophecy is about drawing people to the heart of God. Yeah. And the one thing that I know is that I have seen some amazing prophecies brought. I've seen people bring prophecies that have transformed lives, where God speaks, and you know so dearly. I think we have people sitting here who've heard God and have gone to do church planting. And actually, to go and do church planting, and in Duncan indeed as well, to go and do church planting, you probably need to hear from God. And actually, it will be affirmed with prophetic words, people saying, and pictures of where you are and what you're doing. I've got too much to say and I haven't got enough time, but I want to just talk about an example of a prophetic word. I don't know if you remember, about 3 or 4 years ago, we had Julian Adams and Katia here. Sorry, I'm sorry, I'll move on. It's a bit embarrassing at heaven. Sorry, God. Julian and Katia Adams came here about 3 or 4 years ago. I think we may have been in the cinema, and they brought a word to us, and they said, I believe the Lord wants to say to you, this is from Julie Adams, I believe the Lord wants to say to you that I'm going to begin to relocate the offices. I see offices on the second floor in a significant space, a significant influential space. I see a meeting room. There's going to be a line of buildings. It's like it will be an old building, but it's been refurbished into a new building. And so will look very modern. But it will have some old characteristics to it. I can see lots. And I can see a glass-fronted building that you walk into. Now, the answer is, I happen to have the prophetic words. And just God reminded me. And when we had this refurbished, in my back of my mind, I thought, you know, I've heard something about this. Now, the truth of it is I could nitpick this and say, well, I don't see that we've actually got a second floor, have we? But what is it? What do I want to see? Do I want to see the negative? I want to see the gold in it. Do I want to see, is actually, does this prophetic word tie in with what God's done here? Would you say yes and amen to it?
Yes.
Yeah? And the answer is, it may not be fulfilled in completeness. Duncan's talking about maybe we'll put a conservatory on the front. That might be the glass-fronted building. But so often, you know, God, Julian's prophecy, actually, prophecy can stir us up to action.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? Sometimes when we get a prophetic word, we think, oh, do you know what? I've never thought of that. You know, Maybe God will speak and he'll say, do you know what? Write a song. And you'll think, I've never thought of writing a song. You know, the prophetic has something of stirring in it. But actually, if you sit there and go, okay, God, give me the song, download. Ooh, I want it now. Funnily enough, it's not actually necessarily going to happen. Okay, God, you've called me to Trant. You've called me to church plant. Okay, I want a house and I need to know the church plant now. Zap. Doesn't always work like that, I don't think either. But what does God do? He brings dreams into fruition.
Yeah, that's right.
He puts people around you. Because if God speaks it, it has a funny way of happening.
Amen.
And do you know what? What does God want you to do? He wants you to speak dreams and things into the people around you. Imagine what your neighbours would look like, the people that you work with, your friends and your colleagues' lives would look like if you can speak truth into their lives. Truth that doesn't come from your own understanding. Truth that doesn't come because you've read a really clever self-help book. But truth that comes because you have had a download from the King of Kings.
Yeah.
Because you have spent time hanging out with him. And he said this morning, do you know what? I love your heart. Daughter, I love your heart for people. And this morning, I want you to have something for this brother or sister. The warning. This morning, you might be thinking, oh, great, Pete. I'm ready for my download. What does God want to say to me this morning? And I think God does have some words this morning for us. But we also have a duty ourselves to pursue God for ourselves.
Amen.
Actually, do you know what? The same access that all these amazing prophetic people have, the same God, the same Holy Spirit, because of Jesus, we've got direct access. The curtain was torn in two. We don't have to go through a high priest or anything else. We just have to go to the main man and say, hey, God, listen, I really could do with a word here, a bit of direction. God, I want to dream dreams. I want to know what it is that you've got for my heart. What is it you? What plans have you got for me? And do you know what? God is faithful. God is faithful. I just feel this morning that I'm overrunning. I'm really sorry, Jerry. I'll be in trouble. Headmaster's office. God is good, and I don't have to preach again. This morning, I just feel actually there are some prophetic words. Actually, do you know what? I think Stanley brought a prophetic word this morning when he talked about the waters and how deep you want to go. How deep do you want to go? Are you just a paddler? Are you just a paddler? Or are you ready to get to your knees? Or do you want to get to your chest? Or do you want to be fully immersed? I don't know about you, but I want to be fully immersed. I want all of, I don't want second best. I want the first, I want first, I want best. Why should I want second? Yeah, no. Sloppy seconds? No, I want the firsts. Let's have God's best. I'm going to get immersed. I think Rob, when he sang that song, set a fire down within my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. You know what I think God this morning says? You know, this morning, there are people who are hungry for more of what God's done. Maybe life's been a bit frustrating. Maybe, you know what? Life's been a bit tough. But this morning, God says, through his Holy Spirit, he will put a fire down within your soul that you cannot quench, that you cannot put out, and that it's going to ignite you, and that you will be transformed, and that he wants to create an even greater hunger for him in your life. And just this morning, I'm going to take a risk as well. And do you know what's a really good thing is I'm going to bring a prophetic word. I'm going to share what I think God's given to me. And do you know what? If no one responds, actually, I don't mind because I'm not responsible for it. Okay? Sean Bolt's at a conference he shared recently I went to. He said he went to this massive arena. He's an international guy. And he said he had 7 prophetic words. And he bought them. And he said no one responded. And he said, you know, when you're an international guy, people expect it. And a woman came up to him. She said to me, oh, my word, you're rubbish. She said, I came here to prove that you were a fake. She goes, but nobody would make themselves look that bad. And she had a conversation with him, and he led her to the Lord that day. We never know what God's plans are. Okay, I've got 2 things. I've got a number of things, and Dorla had some pictures and that, but we haven't got time for all of it. But we carry on. Okay, I just don't know. Is Melanie, anyone got a middle name called Melanie or a sister called Melanie or Mel or anything like that? No? No, move on. There you go. See, it's exciting. Get it wrong. Good, isn't it? I also had a picture of a jewellery box with rings in it that I think was quite old, maybe an heirloom, maybe wasn't something you bought new, maybe a hand-me-down or something. Anyone got any resonate to anybody? To yourself? Okay, can you stand up? Can I ask you to stand up? I'm really sorry, I can't remember your name, and I know I should. Sorry? Helen, you've got a jewellery box with some ring, is it like an old jewellery box? Okay. I just feel God saying this morning to you, but actually, this morning, he sees you as a precious, precious jewellery box. And this morning, he says that I am putting my treasure in you. Helen, he says that actually, he says, I feel that God says this morning that maybe you sometimes feel you don't always get the best of the best. And that's, I think, why the hand-me-down thing came down. But God says, do you know what? This morning, know me, because I'm giving you the very best. This morning, I want you to know that you are loved by me so much. And I have such amazing plans for you. I hold you in the palm of my hand. And just as you wait there, just hold your hands out. I just feel God says this morning that I'm downloading something into your heart. Can people just put their hand on her, please? Just a couple of people gather around her. Just put their hand on her. I just feel this morning, Helen, that God says that I am going to transform some stuff in your life. And he says, there's things that you want to see breakthrough with. And God says, this morning I bring breakthrough. He says that, you know what, there's stuff in the past that's been spoken over you. And God says, it is finished and it is done with. And you believe that you are a daughter now, a daughter of the King of Kings. And Jesus says that, you know what, he has a table laid before you and you aren't serving at the back. You are sitting in the place of honour at the table and there's food and all that you can eat there for it. Because God says you are his daughter and he delights in you. And he wants you to know that. And from today, he says, think of yourself as a princess. A princess in the royal household of the King of Kings. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to ask, I could say more, but I'm not going to. Let's let God get in the house. I really want Rob and the band to come back. And I just think, I'd really like us to, if you this morning, you'd really like to receive prophecy or grow in your understanding of what prophecy or to receive an upgrade in your walk with God, I'd really just ask if you could stand now. Be bold. And don't stand just because you think it's around. Just make it your own personal thing. God knows this morning what it is that you want. And just before the band start, just that thing that you really want, just bring it to the front of your mind. Just bring it to the front of your mind. Just bring it to the front of your mind. Do you know what? This morning, God says, I see you and I hear you. And this morning, I'm just going to ask Rob, as Rob worships, and Rob's got a really great prophetic anointing, and I don't know what he's going to do, but just as we come now, just say to God, God, do it, because you are faithful.
Amen.
Should we just say it loudly together? Let's say, God, do it, because you are faithful. God, do it, because you are faithful. Okay, I'm going to hand over to Rob. Just stay standing, and just as we're worshipping, just give that thing to God and say, do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. Amen.